The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
For me, footwork has been something that's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion on and off the pitch, so I'll go with that one.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM
with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.
It's time for The Beef Is Real.
Well, I don't like them, and I don't have to work with people I don't like.
Patrick Vieira is 6'4". So I sound about Gary Neville. He says, come and have a go at me.
You should have gone to Specsavers, Charlie.
Well, maybe you should go also then, Jeff, because you couldn't see driving home the other night.
Don't you ever talk about me!
So I think your argument is back and forward there, Tommy. That's the point.
I'm wondering.
Just let me finish.
I'm let you finish.
You're constipated.
You can forget about Sean Kavanagh as far as he's a man.
If you're going to be critical, then you've got to make sure you've got something to back it up, don't you?
Maybe the coaches were maybe panicking a little bit.
To me, you've got to have a little bit of a better record than that.
The beef is real.
We haven't done this in a while.
Do you remember how to do it?
I think it was Rassi. It was Rassi versus the world was the last time we did this, but it's obviously been quite a polite sports world we've been existing in over the last little while.
Or we've just been unbelievably lazy, who knows?
No, I think it's probably the latter of that. But this is something that we could have done at any point over the last few weeks. There is a new beef in town that is simmering to the boil. Scottie Pippen, who is a man on a revenge mission right now, I think it's fair to say. He is, after releasing an answer piece, that's what I want to call it. Like, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with some of the great answer pieces in history. Like, I mean,
give me some examples.
They say that Katy Perry's California Girls is an answer piece to Alicia Keys' New York State of Mind. There was that Eamon and Frankie song like way back in the noughties when it was like apparently a breakup thing where Eamon writes a song saying F it, and apparently it was about her, and then she releases a song saying F you or B, F you right back, and there was just this public spat with two pieces of art. This is what we have right now.
Britney and Justin Timberlake might have done something similar.
Did they?
Well, Justin Timberlake certainly threw Britney under the bus.
Via song.
Yeah.
Via art.
I think via an album.
Via an album, right, okay.
Like one of his early, when he was like breaking out. He certainly did some bad stuff to Britney that he shouldn't have done.
Okay.
But anyway, go on. Sorry.
Well, yeah, you're Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, 2021 version, is Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Because what was the biggest thing that was happening to start of the pandemic other than Tiger King? It was, of course, The Last Dance. And also around the start of the pandemic, Scottie Pippen gets an idea to write a book. So I think we can pretty much connect the dots there that this, his new book, his memoir, is an answer piece to The Last Dance. So let's just start by giving a few broad strokes from this book, which is released, I think, in the last couple of weeks. If you've not been following the story, this will just give you a bit of a temperature of what he's saying. So he says, I may go as far to say Mike ruined basketball. In the 80s on the playgrounds, you'd have everyone moving the ball around, passing to help the team. That stopped in the 90s. Kids wanted to be like Mike. Well, Mike didn't want to pass, didn't want to rebound or defend the best player. He wanted everything done for him. He also said, we didn't win 6 championships because he got on guys. We won in spite of his getting on guys. We won because we played team basketball. That's what was special about playing for the Bulls, the camaraderie we established with one another. Not that we felt blessed to be on the same team with the immortal Michael Jordan. Then he says, I was a much better teammate than Michael ever was. Ask anyone who ever played with the two of us. I was always there with a pat on the back or an encouraging word, especially after he put someone down for one reason or another. I helped the others to believe in and stop doubting ourselves. So, why is he so angry? Well, we've got to go back to The Last Dance to remind ourselves of some of the things that might have pissed Scottie Pippen off. The big one was to do with Pippen's surgery that he needed on an injury he picked up at the end of the 1997 season. Much to the annoyance of Michael Jordan, he didn't decide to get surgery until the start of the following season. So let's remind ourselves very quickly of Pippen's rationale in the documentary for waiting until the off-season was over before getting the procedure.
I'm not going to f*** my summer up.
I mean, as good a reason as any. He wanted his time off. He wanted to enjoy his time off. To be fair to Scottie Pippen, he was tied for 122nd in terms of the best paid NBA players at the time. This is the late 90s. So he got screwed over with a terrible contract, a long-term contract. And you know what? He wanted to enjoy his time off. He should have been in the top 5 players in the league.
Very quickly, one of the best things American sport does is that they publish everybody's salary. It's all public. You get to know exactly how much the person beside you is making in the changing room, and you get to compare and contrast your stats with their money on a public basis week after week after week after week. It's why it's such a difficult nest of vipers on all the teams until everybody gets paid, and then when everybody gets paid, the success disappears. It's like, it's a very curious balancing act, and that makes the sport so interesting.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have said that Pippen should have got paid a lot more that summer. They obviously tried to barter him as well a little bit, tried to use him as a chip with other teams. It wasn't a good summer for him, and he wanted to sit it out and miss the start of the next season. But at the end of episode 2 of The Last Dance, Jordan said, "I felt like Scotty was being selfish." Now, you might say it's fair comment from Jordan to say this, but Jordan's opinion is totally at odds with the rest of the locker room. And that is according to someone who I would say is a pretty honest broker in all of this, Steve Kerr. So a short time after that episode aired, Kerr was on ESPN and he was asked about Pippen's surgery that season.
Was there resentment from other guys in the locker room about him doing that?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, I thought it was interesting. We felt his frustration with him. You know, he probably should have been the second highest paid guy in the NBA, or definitely, you know, top five. So we all felt for him. Nobody resented him for having that surgery later. We all just understood, all right, let's give him his space and he's going to be there for the second stretch of the season for us.
So not everybody on that Bulls team thought that this was selfish. And we should reiterate that this is petty. This is being very particular here, but I suspect that Pippen took that selfish comment in particular to heart, and Jordan probably knew that Pippen would take it to heart when he said it. So it's interesting then when we listen to Pippen's language here when he was speaking on the Dan Patrick Show a few months ago talking about Jordan.
What did you think when he said he was going to go play baseball?
I didn't really think about it. I was really focused on my own craft at that time, but I thought
it was a big decision, though.
Yeah, it was a big decision, but it was a selfish decision, but it was kind of who Michael Jordan was, and that was a guy that kind of believed that he can do anything on his own.
So we're one all in the selfish stakes at this point. But the surgery wasn't the only point of consternation when Scottie Pippen was watching The Last Dance. And this was something that I think maybe a lot of us glossed over at the time, but there was reference to the migraine game in the documentary, which is kind of like the flu game, but way less famous, and something that I certainly didn't pick up on much while watching the documentary the first time. So we're talking here about the 1990 Eastern Conference Finals. The Bulls go down to the Bad Boy Pistons in a Game 7, and Pippen is struggling. He says he's suffering from a migraine, but listen closely to Jordan's tone here. This is from The Last Dance. Speaking after Pippen, about Pippen and him not performing so well in that Game 7, and kind of make your own mind up here about what Jordan's tone is.
I told him I can't see, that I was taken out of the game.
He said he had a migraine. I can't argue the point that he had a migraine. It was just one of those things that, you know, is so unfortunate.
So unfortunate that he had a migraine. Almost feels Saipan-esque in the accusing your teammate of an injury stakes here. This, I guess, would have touched a nerve because it was actually a big story at the time. This wasn't something that was hidden and unearthed as a result of The Last Dance. This was a pretty big deal at the time. Let's have a look at some of the reporting around the time on this migraine game. If we go to a year later, so this is 1991, this is Michael Wilbon, now of ESPN, writing in the Washington Post. The migraine in Game 7, for those of us who thought Pippen was too soft anyway, was confirmation that his psyche was fragile. A Chicago columnist suggested the Bulls should check the missing Pippen's bureau. Fans in NBA arenas would scream, "Scotty got a headache." The Pistons, among others, would snicker within his earshot or jostle him needlessly. Dennis Rodman still does it in games, Jordan said Sunday. So many people believe that if Pippen did have a migraine, it was brought on by fear of the Pistons in general, defensive ace Dennis Rodman specifically. Meanwhile, Scott Howard Cooper in the Los Angeles Times wrote, "There will probably always be a little migraine in the Bulls' lore after a subpar 22-point showing in Game 1 of the recent Eastern Finals against Detroit." Bull guard Michael Jordan quipped, "I may have had a headache today." So this has been a thing and a little bit of needle between Jordan and Pippen for a while, and for Jordan to bring it back up in The Last Dance, I don't think that's sat too well. Thirdly then, and this is the third thing from The Last Dance that I think really would have sat badly with Pippen, was the depiction of the flu game. So if you saw the documentary, you'll know that the flu game was completely blown up. It was a massive part of the narrative in The Last Dance. Jordan was painted as this hero who overcame huge adversity in Utah after eating a bad pizza to play through flu slash food poisoning to win another ring in 1997. But what was less covered in it, obviously, because this is a documentary produced by Michael Jordan, was that a year later, Scottie Pippen played through a back injury in a game 6 as the Bulls won another championship. And you guessed it, Pippen thinks that his adversity in 1998 was tougher to get through than Jordan's flu a year earlier. So here is Scottie Pippen talking to Frankie Zola on that.
Here's my breakdown on that. I'm going to ask you this.
All right.
Is it easier to play with a herniated disc or to play with the flu?
They always say the worst injury to have is a bad back. So,
well, I don't see many bad back games, but I do see flu games. Flu. Come on.
I should say, this is all on the book tour. This is all recent stuff that we're getting here. This is him constantly getting his own back, constantly nibbling away at everything that he saw in The Last Dance. So those are Pippen's grievances with Jordan. Like, the question I had is, what was Jordan's grievance with Pippen? Because it does feel that maybe there was a bit of a concerted effort to diminish him throughout the series. Like, he went in hard on everybody, but it seemed that he saved a little bit extra for Pippen. So when did it start? Like, if you rewind the clocks to 2016, we can look at how pally they were when a camera pans to them on screen. You can see them at a game together, and they go in for the bro hug. There they are. Like, I mean, they seem like pretty on good terms there, right?
It's awkward enough, isn't it? Look, Scotty's give everybody a hug there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Look, we're on camera.
Well, my theory is this. My theory is that they actually were fine in 2016. But since 2016, Scottie Pippen has committed the most egregious sin you can possibly commit in the face of Michael Jordan. He has entertained the idea that he might not be the undisputed GOAT. So here he is, a year later, on First Take on ESPN, talking about some of the greatest players.
How close is LeBron to catching Jordan?
The numbers don't lie. He's right there. He probably would never catch him in terms of MVP.
Okay.
But in terms of statistics, LeBron is right there. And when you look across the board, not just scoring, mm-hmm. check his assists, check his rebounds, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. he's probably ahead of Jordan.
Oh, my God! Oh! Oh!
What? Just left a bit of Stephen A. in there at the end because that's what you need at 8 a.m. on a Thursday morning. In his book as well, on top of that, Pippen says, kids wanted to be like Mike, as I said. Well, Mike didn't want to pass and want to rebound or defend the best player. He wanted everything done for him. That's why I always believed LeBron James was the greatest player this game has ever seen. He does everything and embodies what the game is truly about. Now, for good measure, here is Pippen on Kobe a short time after he passed away.
He believed in striving to be the best. You know, I hate that we didn't tell him how great he really was, because he strived so hard to be Michael Jordan. And when I go back and I look at his videos and I say to myself, damn, he was better than Michael Jordan, because he worked so hard. He put it in. This kid came out of high school. He didn't go play for North Carolina under Dean Smith. He worked at his craft.
So he's easily put Kobe and LeBron into the same conversation as Michael Jordan. And we're not saying that Michael Jordan is the type of person to take anything personally, but let's not forget Jordan's cooperation to participate in The Last Dance was signed off on the day that LeBron James won the 2016 NBA championship with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're not saying he's petty or anything, but those are just the facts. To be fair, to give a little bit of balance on this side, Jordan did give Pippen credit at times. A direct quote from The Last Dance is that, I would never be able to find a tandem, another support system, another partner in the game of basketball like Scottie Pippen. He was a pleasure to play with. He helped me so much in the way that I approached the game, the way I played the game. Whenever they speak Michael Jordan, they should speak Scottie Pippen. He considers him the best teammate of all time. But if you go back to Pippen's book one more time, he says, in the second episode, which focused for a while on my difficult upbringing and unlikely path to the NBA, the narrative returned to MJ and his determination to win. I was nothing more than a prop, his best teammate of all time, he called me. He couldn't have been more condescending if he tried. On second thought, I could believe my eyes. I spent a lot of time around the man. I knew what made him tick. How naive I was to expect anything else. Each episode was the same. Michael on a pedestal, his teammates secondary, smaller. The message no different from when he referred to us back then as his supporting cast. Now, here I was in my mid-50s, 17 years since my final game, watching us being demeaned once again. He said he spoke to a few of his former teammates who each felt as disrespected as he did. How dare Michael treat us that way after everything we did for him and his precious brand? To make things worse, Michael receives $10 million for his role in the doc, while my teammates and I didn't earn a dime. Another reminder of the pecking order from the old days. So, fair to say that Pippen was not a Last Dance fan and abundantly clear that his distaste for the show goes way beyond the point of just wanting to sell a few books. But his criticisms haven't gone down well. Charles Barkley, for example, said Pippen was going big game hunting, looking for clicks. And that's kind of where the state of play is over there at the moment, that Scottie Pippen has released his book, but not a lot of people in the United States are in support of him or are buying into what he's doing right now. And maybe one day a truce does break out between Pippen and Jordan and there's something public and there's a great coming together of minds here. But I'm just going to finish up with one last section from the book about Isaiah Thomas, the true butt of every joke in The Last Dance. So, in the book, Pippen says, in the spring of 2020, when the documentary was being aired, Isaiah was interested in the two of us declaring a truce. He reached out to BJ Armstrong, who called me. Would you be willing to talk to him? BJ asked. Dude, are you kidding me? When I came into the league, he was never nice to me. Why would I want to meet with him now? Isaiah is no fool. He knows better than anyone else how poorly he came across in The Last Dance, and a good reason. I wasn't about to make it easier for him. So, I mean, if we're talking about Scottie Pippen trying to repair some sort of relationship with Michael Jordan, then I think it probably goes both ways. We're almost into 2022, The Last Dance, still in the news. Jordan and Pippen still don't like each other, and everyone still hates poor old Isaiah Thomas. That is this week's The Beef is Real.
Well, I don't like him, and I don't have to work with people I don't like.
Patrick Vieira is 6'4". So I sound about Gary Neville. Is this coming to have a go at me?
You should have gone to Specsavers, Charlie.
Well, maybe you should go also then, Jeff, because you couldn't see driving home the other night.
Don't you ever talk about me!
So I think your argument's back and forward there, Tony. That's the point.
I'm wondering.
Just let me finish.
I'm let you finish.
It's pure constipated.
You can forget about Sean Kavanagh as far as he's a man.
If you're going to be critical, then you've got to make sure you've got something to back it up with, right?
Maybe the coaches were maybe panicking a little bit.
To me, you've got to have a little bit of a better record than that.
The beef is real.
Yeah.
OTB AM.
With Gillette. Proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.